The latest drought monitor from the USDA shows about 60% of Texas still suffering from lack of rain and strained water resources. Lately, there's been some concern brewing in West Texas about towns and cities or landowners selling water to oil and gas companies. But some landowners say they know what they're doing, that they're using or selling their water responsibly, even if it is for drilling, because after all, it's their land. In the latest issue of High Country News, reporter Emily Guerin profiles one legacy oil family in the Permian Basin that's keeping a close eye on the state's water situation and realizing in the process that it's either conservation or bust. Emily, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
In this article, you tell the story of David Faskin, a West Texas rancher who bought up land on the Llano Estacado in the early 1900s. The Faskin Oil and Ranch Company has been around ever since, and the company recently decided to stop using fresh water for its fracking operations. Why is that?
So David Faskin was not from Texas. He's a lawyer from Toronto. He bought a bunch of land thinking he was going to subdivide it and, you know, sell it to unsuspecting farm owners who wanted to have their own little farmsteads. And then he got down there and saw that there really wasn't enough water for that. And interestingly, the climate kind of ended up catching up with him later once he'd gotten into the oil and gas industry. In 2011, as you probably know, Texas had the worst one-year drought in its history. And at that point, the Faskins were still using groundwater from the Oglala Aquifer to use for fracking. And they just started, you know, looking at the climate, looking at the future of their company down there, wondering about how the family was going to keep living on the ranch, and just thought, there's got to be a better way to use this groundwater than putting it back into oil wells. And that's when they started looking for other ways to keep drilling without using that fresh water.
So is the Faskin company alone in this, or are there other oil and gas companies taking a closer look at how they use water?
So the Faskins are probably the most successful, but they're definitely not the only ones. And what makes it a little easier for them is that they are small and privately owned, and they're drilling primarily on their own land. And so that's really different from a larger company like, say, Apache, which is one of the largest operators in the basin. They have to lease the rights to drill land from all different private landowners. So for them, there's just a lot more negotiating with landowners about what they can and can't do, whereas the Faskins, they own the land, they own the wells, so it's quite a bit easier for them.
You report on the oil and gas play in North Dakota for the public radio collaborative Insight Energy. How is this issue about water use playing out up there?
Yeah, so the water use up here is pretty interesting. I pulled some numbers from a study by Ceres, which is a group that tracks sustainable investing. And they found that in the Bakken region up here, it takes about 2.2 million gallons to frack a well. And in the Permian region, it's actually half that. It's 1.1 million gallons. But the difference is that almost 90% of the wells down where you guys are in areas of drought, or in areas of what they call medium to high water stress. Up here, 0% of the wells are in areas of medium to high water stress. So even though the wells use a lot more water, there's a lot more water to go around, and there's also a lot fewer people in North Dakota. So it just hasn't become a point of tension the way it has down in Texas.
What do you think the future looks like for the Permian Basin's energy industry as it starts to confront bigger water shortages while trying to keep up production?
You know, it's interesting because one thing that these oil companies are doing instead of using fresh water is they're using brackish water. There's a lot of saline, kind of salty water really far underground in West Texas, and that's what they're pumping up to use to frack wells. And some people say that at some point, municipalities, landowners might want to use that water for drinking, actually. So at some point in the future, we might see more competition over this resource that currently the oil companies say no one else is using but them.
Emily Guerin speaking to us from Bismarck, North Dakota. She's a correspondent for High Country News and a reporter with Insight Energy. It's a public radio energy reporting collaborative. You can read her latest report about the Faskin Oil and Ranch Company based in the Permian Basin in the latest issue of High Country News. Emily, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.